Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the U.S. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He is a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. I am Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And I'm Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Today's show topic, we have a two-part series today. Our first segment will focus primarily on the frustrations associated with trying to lose weight after pregnancy. We did a few of this on this topic a few weeks back, but we'll have a different spin on it this week. And in our second segment, we'll focus on some serious dangers associated with dietary weight loss supplements. Folks, you really need to hear about this part. People literally died, and even the U.S. military officers were affected. So our guest today is 25-year-old stay-at-home mom, Megan Green, who is a former general manager of a well-known national restaurant chain. Megan is the mother of a 6.5-year-old girl and a 13-month-old baby girl. Megan is 5 feet tall. During her first pregnancy, she gained about 70 pounds. While she lost some of the weight after her first pregnancy, she never quite was able to lose all of her post-pregnancy weight. Then 5 years later, approximately, after about being married for about 2 months, she actually got pregnant again. And so she put on another 40 pounds during the pregnancy, which is decent enough, but it depends on her height and if she's overweight, and we'll get into some stats on that. But at the end of giving birth, etc., about 7 months later, her weight was at 180 pounds at 5 feet tall. So picture that. That's a lot of weight on such a small frame. We also talk a lot on our show about young people being overweight and that their metabolism is indeed faster. However, it does not mean that somehow because they're younger that they technically get a free pass to eat whatever they want to eat, and it's because they're going to lose weight as quickly as possible because they're young. Perhaps some people might be able to lose weight pretty quickly, but in general, you really can't just dismiss them as being, they're just a bunch of young people and their metabolisms are fast, so therefore they're going to lose the weight quite easily. This is, in fact, a major concern, and it's one that we'll focus on today in speaking with Megan. Also, just a few weeks back, we had registered dietitian Adrian Holloway on our show, and we were speaking about the ill-conceived notion of what's being presented in dietary schools, so to speak, the idea of being healthy at any weight. And one of the things that I always say is, if you want to know whether or not something is actually flawed, take it to its full conclusion. So essentially, if you had somebody that was 400 pounds, can you be healthy at 400 pounds? Well, questionable. 500? How about 1,000 pounds? At what point does that not add up? So this ill-conceived notion of being healthy at any weight seems very flawed. And it's sort of like you just throw it in the towel because you don't have all the answers. So our guest today is Megan Green. Megan, welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get right to it. Did you feel healthy at 180 pounds at 5 feet tall?
No, not at all. I felt horrible. I knew I knew something needed to change, but I didn't know where to start.
So how did you feel just even going for a walk?
I would get quickly fatigued and just out of breath super fast, and I typically just didn't even want to go for a walk at all.
Wow. So what are some of the changes that you notice in your lack of ability to perform exercises that you normally were able to do in the past?
I had absolutely no energy at all. I would have to take a nap on a daily basis, and if I didn't, it would just affect my mood. Simple chores around the house, I couldn't do. Cleaning the house, cooking dinner, I had no energy for it.
When you got pregnant the first time, you were fairly young. How old were you then?
I was 18 when I got pregnant.
Okay, and you gained about 70 pounds at that time, didn't you?
Yes.
How did that feel back then after the first child?
I hated it. I was very depressed about it. It was the heaviest that I had ever been. And I tried to, lose as much weight as I could, but I didn't get to lose all of it.
Did this affect your self-esteem any?
Definitely. It was horrible. I was super depressed all the time. I would get upset on a daily basis. I wasn't happy.
It definitely takes a toll on, how you feel, when you look in the mirror. How did you feel?
Depressed, upset. It was the heaviest that I had ever been. So I didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. It was tough.
And now I understand you come from a big family. You've got two brothers.
Yes.
And you actually come from a military family. Your grandfather is a Purple Heart recipient and several other medals and served in the Korean War. Your uncle served in the Army, and your youngest brother is currently in service now in the Navy. So yes. Needless to say, you come from a family of some pretty tough guys, and apparently you are not a pushover yourself.
I try not to be.
It sounds like, military families have this kind of reputation as being very disciplined. Would you describe that as your family?
I would definitely say so. And every time, any time I ever gained just a little bit of weight, they let me know. And as frustrating as that may have been, it got me to the point where I would watch what I ate, or I was self-conscious until I got pregnant.
So let me jump a bit forward here. So your oldest brother, Zach, if I'm correct, is Zach, right? I'm correct?
Yes.
And his best friend is Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so did it come as a surprise to Zach when Justin, his best friend, began hitting on his sister?
Definitely. He did not. It didn't go over very well in the beginning.
So I guess it couldn't have been too bad if, from what I understand, because Zach became your husband's best man at the wedding, right?
Right. It took him a little while to warm up to the idea, but he's fine now.
And how old is your daughter when you decided to get married?
I decided to get married, mm-hmm. she was about 3.5. So when we got married, she was 4.5.
So you began planning your wedding with Justin, or actually you got married, and then after you got married, you got pregnant 2 months later. Were you, was this a plan or just, kind of a oops?
we were planning. I didn't expect to get pregnant so soon, but we definitely wanted another child, so.
And so you gained about 40 pounds after your pregnancy, right?
Right.
So let me give folks, let me give you sort of some guidelines here that came from the organization, the Institute of Medicine. That provides a guideline for when you get pregnant according to the 2009 recommendation, which is the most up-to-date data that we have here. A healthy weight or BMI between 18.5 to 24.9, which is considered a healthy BMI. If your pre-pregnancy weight was in the healthy range for your weight when you conceive, you should gain between 25 to 35 pounds. For the optimal growth of your baby, aim to put on 1 to 5 pounds in the first trimester and 1 pound per week for the rest of your pregnancy. Now, if you're underweight, which is below a BMI of 18.5, if you're underweight, you should gain about 28 to 40 pounds. If you're overweight, which means that your BMI is 25 to 29.9, then it's recommended that you gain about 15 to 25 pounds. And if you're obese, then the recommendation, which means your BMI is over 30, by the way, or higher, then they recommend that you just gain about 11 to 20 pounds. And if you're carrying twins, then the recommendation is about 37 to 54 pounds is the recommendation. So according to the guidelines, you only needed, because you fell into the overweight category. You certainly weren't obese at that weight, but you're certainly overweight. So according to that category, you should have only gained about 15 to 25 pounds during your first pregnancy in your first one. Let me go back here and take a look here. It says about 28 to 40 pounds if you're underweight, but it says here 25 to 35 pounds if you're at a normal BMI. So your normal BMI when you started out was, you probably should have gained, you know, a lot less weight than you certainly did the first time around. The second time around, you should have only gained, according to this chart I'm looking here, about 15 to 25 pounds, but in fact, you gained 40. So, when that happened, at the end of all of that, when you ended up with 180 pounds in total after two kids, how'd that make you feel?
Horrible. I couldn't stand really myself. It's kind of embarrassing in a way that I let myself get to that point, but I did, and I've just got to keep going from here and get to a place where I want to be. It was horrible.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Megan Green.
Have you ever wished your life would change? Woke up and you lived your dream.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. This is your host, Bruce Wayne. So our guest today is 25-year-old stay-at-home mother, Megan Green, who is a former general manager of a well-known national restaurant chain. And Megan is the mother of a 6.5-year-old baby girl. I think she's still a baby at this point, and also a 13-month-old baby girl as well. And so what we're talking about today is the fact that after having both of these kids, Megan, at only 5 feet tall, actually, in fact, ended up gaining. She was at 180 pounds at only 5 feet tall. And so what I did before the break is I went through to read off a number of statistical reference and recommendation by the Institute of Medicine that governs and makes the recommendation for how much weight you should gain, in order to be able to carry a child, very healthy through the entire process. And in Megan's case, we actually established based on the data and the recommendation that she only should have gained about 15 to 25 pounds in order to be able to carry that child. Instead, she gained 40 pounds on the second kid and 70 pounds on the first kid. So a question during the break that came up there was, Jennifer was just asking, the doctor sit you down and made some recommendation and brought this to your attention as to how much weight you should have gained in order to be healthy and to give you some markers about that?
No, not at all. They didn't really mention my weight at all, nor like even throughout the pregnancy. They just marked to see like if I was actually gaining weight.
So they were looking for you to gain weight, but they never talked about a healthy weight, which is really surprising because, you go in every month and it's kind of scary, getting on that scale, even though it's a good thing because you got a baby growing inside you, so the weight gain is good. But it is, you are gaining at a rapid rate, which, there's health risks when you're pregnant, gaining too much weight. So that's a little surprising and a little, I guess, upsetting.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating for me now. If somebody did sit you down and talk to you about that, it would just make you a lot more like, realizing what you need to do for like your health and your baby's health.
Well, they tell you, like there's certain supplements you need to take, the prenatal supplements. Right. Did your doctor's office talk to you at all about proper nutrition throughout pregnancy?
No. Actually, they just told me if I was swelling to stay away from sodium. And that was really about it.
Whoa, that's really comprehensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
This goes back, Jennifer, to other conversations we've had on the show, which is basically that, It's we're not trying to vilify the doctors. It's just that there's this perception that, you know, one individual is supposed to be able to know everything, and sort of there's not a comprehensive approach. And so there's an assumption that you're a doctor. That means you should know everything about nutrition. You should know everything about every part of the human body, which is, you know, there's obviously a reason why there is specialized skill sets that, you know, when you have an eye problem, you don't go see the cardiovascular surgeon for it. Or you might if there's a cardiovascular link to it, so to speak. But essentially, you know, perhaps a dietitian should have been involved in this a little bit more, and it should have been a much more comprehensive approach. So let's change gears a little bit here. I understand that you tried a bunch of weight loss fixes in trying to lose weight. So let's go down the list here and kind of get a sense of, and share with the audience some of the products that you've tried. So why don't you enlighten us?
Well, I've tried the 21-day fix. So I did that twice. I've also tried several different diet pills, and I also did Herbalife.
All right, so let's take these one at a time. I'm sure you tried some other things as well, but let's just take the first one. So you said you tried a 21-day fix and you tried it twice. So I'm sure, you know, two times the charm, right? Did it fix you?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on. No, it says you're going to be fixed in 21 days. So what happened?
You know, I followed it. I really only lost about 5 pounds, 5 to 8 pounds total. You know, I followed it, had a little bit of energy in the beginning, but it just did not do much for me at all.
Well, this is a very popular program. Lots of people have tried this program, so I'm really surprised that you didn't get fixed. So after that, you mentioned that you tried a number of other products. Hydroxycut, EpiBurn Pro, and Super HD Cellulor. The one that I want to kind of focus on, it was one that I got sort of fixated on, but I wanted to kind of just get your feedback first before we go any further. How did those dietary pills make you feel when you took them?
They gave me a little bit of energy, but for the most part, I would always be pretty dizzy and lightheaded, to the point where I couldn't even work or function sometimes. It would, you know, make my mood change, and I would get really dizzy.
Which is not good, by the way, obviously, when you have a newborn, so your sleep is off to begin with, you're exhausted, you know, you're kind of not maybe in a great mood because of the sleep, and you're trying to lose the weight, so taking these pills and having those kind of side effects could be really detrimental emotionally.
Yes. It definitely wasn't good. Even one time I broke out with a rash, like a heat rash, and I was pretty itchy from it. I mean, and I kind of told myself I need to stop taking those, but it took me a while before I did. So
were they working outside of all that?
You know, in the beginning, they did work, but towards, you know, they don't work now. And you know, towards the end of when I started taking diet pills, they didn't work at all. There was nothing.
Well, let's kind of drill down a little bit when you say they were working, because sometimes I hear this a lot. So how much weight did you lose when you say they're working? Did you lose like you needed to lose 80 pounds or at least 70 pounds? Did you lose like, you know, maybe 50 pounds?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on. No. You said working. So I'm thinking, you know, where are we talking about here?
I'd say probably about 20, 30 pounds if, but, you know, that also was with not really eating because they were appetite suppressants as well, so.
So you're starving yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, you could just, you know, we could just drop you somewhere remote, you know, in the desert. You can give you some water, you know, at least be humane about it, right, Jennifer?
It would be kinder, actually.
Makes for a good reality series, Starvation. The new reality show, Can You Survive? You know, the ones who don't make it, they literally die, right? So I was doing some research, you know, on this EpiBurn Pro, and I just started digging a little bit, and it was really interesting what I found out about it. So I'm just going to sort of read back on what I have here. It says here, I found that some information on this. I found on a whole bunch of different websites, but I'm going to read from some excerpt from the one that I found here. It's from nutritionaloutlook.com, and they were sort of giving some feedback about the manufacturer who you know, makes this product that you are taking, which I don't know if you really know this, but I'm going to share it anyway. So for the sake of legal purposes, I'm going to read this the way I found it. So USP Labs, LLC, a Dallas-based company charged with fraudulent selling illegal products as dietary supplements, faces severe criminal charges, the U.S. Department of Justice announced yesterday. The USP case is part of a joint year-long sweep by numerous federal agencies of illegal products in the supplement industry. Four individuals were arrested yesterday in connection with the USP lab case, and two other planned to surrender, self-surrender. The individual facing charges includes the company CEO, its president, a company consultant, executives involved in the package design and quality assurance, plus the company's contract manufacturer, SK Laboratories, located in Irvine, California. USP Labs CEO Jacobo Gessler, President Jonathan Doyle, and package design employee Matthew Herbert were also charged with obstructing FDA procedures and for conspiring to commit money laundering. USP Labs is best known for marketing weight loss and workout products Jacked 3D and OxyLite Pro. The company faces an 11-count indictment with charges that the company, with, among other crimes, a conspiracy to import ingredients from China using false certificates of analysis and false labeling, the Department of Justice announced. So there is more, folks. In 2013, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, along with the Centers for Disease Control Prevention, the CDC, the U.S. Department of Defense, Armed Forces Health Surveillance Center, and the state and local health officials investigated an outbreak of acute non-viral hepatitis that began in Hawaii. According to the CDC, 97 persons with acute non-viral hepatitis were identified in this outbreak, 72 of whom had reported exposure to OxyLite Pro branded product. This is a product made by this company, the manufacturer. Of these cases, at least 47 people were hospitalized and at least 3 received liver transplant and 1 died, according to the report. The estimated illness onset dates back from April 10, 2013 to October 24, 2013. On October 11th, 2013, the FDA issued a warning letter to USP Labs informing the company that the dietary supplement OxyLite Pro and Versa 1 were adulterated and that failure to immediately cease distribution of these products could result in enforcement actions. It was very difficult in my search to find any specific information about EpiBurn Pro in particular, but the thing that really sort of stuck with me is the idea that here's the same manufacturer where the CEO and a number of others were arrested and people were hospitalized and, you know, 3 people had a liver transplant and 1 person died. So this is the same company that produced the product that you were taking that you were having all of these side effects from. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Megan Green.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. This is your host, Bruce Wayne. Today's guest is Megan Green. She's a stay-at-home mom, and she's a mother to 2 baby girls. One is a 6.5-year-old, and the other one is only 13 months old. And Megan, apparently in the process of, you know, going through these pregnancies, she gained about a bunch of weight. Essentially, at 5 feet tall, her weight skyrocketed to about 180 pounds. And so in the process of doing that, Megan tried a lot of different things along the way in trying to lose the weight. And one of the things that she mentioned was that she was using a number of dietary supplements. And one of the supplements that we identified was made by this company, or this manufacturer that was called USP Labs, LLC, a Dallas-based company. And so Megan was explaining to us earlier in the segment, in the last segment, that she had all these side effects that was going on, and sometimes she didn't feel like she could function in the day. So I didn't even know that at the time, but I just decided to sort of do a little bit of digging here so we can have a good conversation today. But it turned out that in the process of doing that, what came up was that, you know, the CEO of this company and a number of other executives were actually, you know, I think they were arrested, I think, or they're, I don't know if they're a charge, but there certainly were, the U.S. FDA were involved, the CDC was involved, the Department of Defense was involved, et cetera. Over 97 people, you know, end up with acute non-viral hepatitis, you know, 72 of the which spoke about a specific product that this company sold, and 47 were hospitalized specifically, and 3 receive a liver transplant, and 1 person died. Now, Megan didn't know any of this. That you know, who knows? You could have been one of the people who were affected, but you that may have had a side effect, right?
Right. I didn't know any of that, and that's just it's crazy.
So you know. Part of the thing I think you're going to learn from this going forward is that you're certainly got to do a little bit of digging. And you know, Jennifer, this is one of the things as I'm saying it to you that you should do some digging. Part of the thing that's always scary about that is that are you really qualified to do the digging also? Because if sometimes you don't really know, unless you have a chemistry background or something like that, you might not even be able to, you know, they can razzle dazzle you with a series of smoke and mirrors in. You know, you might not even know that either. You know, you might not even know what to look for, and it may still look okay.
Mm. Well, they have all those ingredients listed, and, you know, in the ads, or even if you read the bottle or you go a little deeper, there's ingredients listed that you think maybe they're good for you, but since it's not FDA regulated, you don't really know that it's accurate or what's really in there.
You know, and let me, speaking about, you know, the accuracy and the FDA and supplements. So let's talk a little bit about a drug versus a supplement so that our audience sort of get a feel for that. So, you know, when you develop a drug, first of all, it has to go through a rigorous process. And, you know, which is why when you see the commercial on TV and it goes side effect includes, you know, your hair is going to fall out, your arm's going to fall off, your head's going to explode, but your toenail fungus will be gone. So you'll die beautiful and headless, right? Your beautiful nails, but your toenail fungus is gone. All right. But so the fact is that what they're trying to do when they're trying to develop a drug is that they're trying to find out as much about that drug as possible. Not what's just good about it, but also what's bad about that drug as well. You know, the contraindication, does it interact with other drug, et cetera, the side effects, so to speak. So they certainly, while they're trying to present that product, you know, on TV to the general public, they want to educate you and say, hey, you know, here are all the great things about it. But unfortunately, we're legally bound to be able to say, here are all the bad things about it, too, or here are some of the concerns that we have. When it comes to a supplement, there is no law in the United States. The FDA has no regulation that actually, you know, requires that a supplement manufacturer, in fact, produces any type of information that says that this product is safe or not safe. They're not required. So every time you hear these commercials on TV or in the magazine and you have really well-respected people up there, at least they look like they're well-respected, and they're peddling these things, you have to think, you're playing Russian roulette because this is not regulated, okay? There's no test that's being done other than by the manufacturer. Hey, you're going to believe the guy that's going to sell you the stuff that has a profit motive involved? You know, it's not to say that he can't be right about it, but it certainly is a conflict of interest to get your empirical data, non-biased information from the guy trying to sell it to you. So that's the difference between the two of them. So Megan, let's, instead of clobbering you about that, let's clobber you about something else.
Poor Megan.
So you, another product that you tried there, you said Herbalife, and I want you to tell your Herbalife story a little bit here. I'm not trying to dump on Herbalife, but I'm trying to make a point in general. So you used this product for a period of time, and you said that you, in fact, you were introduced to it by a friend of yours who was doing it. So,
right.
You know, how much weight did she lose?
She lost about 25 pounds.
And so after she lost the 25 pounds and you saw her result, you decided to try this product, right?
Yes.
And how quickly after trying this product did you decide that you were a believer and you wanted to sell this product as well?
I'd probably say about a month in, I wanted on board with it. I was happy with it. I believed in it, and I wanted to sell it and, you know, see other people get results.
Well, all right. Sounds like a plan there. So, how much weight did you lose?
I lost about 15 pounds. You know, in the beginning it was quite a bit, you know, or it went off pretty quickly, but then it just stopped.
After about how long did it stop?
Probably about, I'd say about 2 months.
And I'm not really familiar at all with that product. Is it just food? Is it exercise? What is it?
It's shakes, and then they also have like different supplements and stuff. But they promote their shakes and their protein shakes and with like light exercise. But they didn't. When I started, they did not tell me, okay, you know, exercise. They just said if you want to.
Well, sure, because it's the quick fix.
Right.
Yes. Drink this shake, and you're going to be looking like the girl in the magazine.
Right.
Well, you know, what's really interesting about that, Jennifer, is that, you know, you see a lot of programs like this, and what they focus on is what I call, you know, the boot camp pounds. It's that first amount of pound that most people lose when you come from a sedentary situation and you start to, you know, exercise a little bit and eating a little bit better. Yes, you're going to lose that weight. And so, you know, there's a commercial on TV which drives me bonkers. It's like, call now. We have the fast 5 or fast 10 pounds guaranteed or we have money back. And it's like, but you always lose that 5 or 10 pounds. They're not doing anything for you. You could pretty much do anything. You could get on the cayenne pepper diet and pretty much lose that first few pounds. You know, the thing that people want to lose is, look, if you got 80 pounds to lose, you know, a benchmark is 40 pounds or, you know, 30 pounds, or at least that your weight is progressively moving in the right direction over time. And that's not what's happened with these programs. They tend to show up and they go, I lost 10 pounds in the first week or two, you know, 20 pounds, you know, 6 weeks in, you know, when it gets to about 6 months and you hear crickets, okay? Because these guys are gone.
Or you hear, I'm looking for a new diet.
Exactly. You know, they got their money and they're gone and you're still stuck trying to find the next, you know, gimmick that comes down the pipeline. So basically, your friend, she lost 25 pounds. And then what happened after she lost 25 pounds? I'm assuming, you know, by the time you got to your 15, she was down another 25 or at least another 15 to 20 pounds, right?
No, definitely not. She gained a little bit of it back. And then
what? Hold on.
She's starting to try and lose some more. Last I heard, or last I seen her, she hasn't lost any more than the 25. And so, she's been on it for quite some time, actually.
So there you have it, folks. That's what happens. It's, you know, with a lot of these gimmicky stuff, it's like they focus and they prey on the public based on that first few pounds that you're going to lose there. And so you get sucked into it because it looks pretty impressive. If you all of a sudden someone look like they lost 20 pounds, like, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to try that product now. The problem is that what you're not looking is for long term results, sustainable outcome. You're not a success if the idea of you losing weight or getting in shape is temporary. We need to take a shift to more of a long-term, healthy, looking hot for a long time, like for the rest of your life, as opposed to, you know, just a few weeks. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Megan Green.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne. Our guest today is Megan Green. And Megan has used Armageddon Weight Loss to lose, you know, she's about 5 feet tall. She was 180 pounds. She's lost about 43 pounds so far. She's not where I want her to be yet, but she's certainly moving in the right direction. You know, when we first saw Megan, no joke, after having 2 kids, Megan literally still looked pregnant. I know that's depressing to hear that, Megan, but you really did. I mean, your stomach was very distended, and you didn't look very happy about it when you took that picture. It's as if you could see ahead of time what it was going to look like. So, you know, when you actually took a look at that picture, how did you feel when you finally looked at that before picture?
It's embarrassing. I'm not happy about it. It's just not something I wanted for myself, but I got there, you know.
So what, you know, talking about your experience with Armageddon Weight Loss, what was the immediate difference that you noticed with our program versus all these other program and quick fixes that you tried in the past?
The immediate difference was all the scientific research and the information that I had to read up on before I actually started the program, which was amazing.
And were you losing weight? Did you begin losing weight?
Yes, immediately, and I still am, but just it
damn
was,
it, she's still losing weight, Jennifer. That doesn't
you sound, go, girl. You go.
Yeah, but it was great. I was so excited when I started losing weight because, you know, it had been forever since I had actually got onto a program that actually worked.
So, and was your body actually changing? Was it getting toned, or were you just kind of, you know, what people say, you lost the weight, but you kind of lost it badly? You know, was your face getting sunked in and you'd kind of gaunt and, you know, what'd that look like?
I was losing the weight, but I was also getting toned. You know, as I weighed myself when I was actually 150 pounds, I put on my wedding dress, which was the same weight that I was when I got married, and it fit just completely different. And so the way that my clothes fit and everything is completely different. It's just amazing.
So looking at your before picture, which Jennifer doesn't have in front of her right now, but I looked at it earlier, and I'll share it with Jennifer. I wish I had it right here in front of me. You know, it's certainly a dramatic improvement over where you were before. How did you feel about your results?
I'm so happy about it. You know, I'm excited to see where I'm going to be when I do reach my final goal because, like I said, I'm just built completely different than what I've ever been built before. So to see me at my ideal weight, I'm not going to be just skinny. I'm going to be toned. I'm going to have, you know, muscle, and I'm really excited to see that.
And I want to point that out as well, because a lot of time people will say, well, I don't know if I want to be that weight. But the thing is that you don't look the same when you get to your ideal weight when you're doing our program. You actually, we're not just focusing on you just losing weight. Symmetrically, you're changing as well. So physically, you're going to look different. You're going to be more toned, etc. So your clothes is going to fit differently. Your appearance changes. You know, versus a lot of people say, well, I was at that weight before, you know, and maybe I didn't like that weight, or I was at that weight before, and, you know, I don't know if I want to be there. But then when they go there, they go, wow, my body is changing along the way. I'm not looking the same as well. So it's not just being lighter. It's actually looking hotter and more shapely, so to speak. Has anyone noticed that you're changing?
Yeah, several people, family, friends, of course. Actually, the gym that I go to, I'm starting to get comments there, and that's really exciting to hear those comments from people that they see the change.
I can't decide what's better: is hearing you say that your clothes fit differently, or getting those compliments. I mean, that's also you know, affirming, like, you're doing the right thing and you're making progress. It's just great to hear.
Thank you.
So you're not at your ideal weight as yet, but do you feel like you have a plan and you understand how to get there and there's a process to get you there?
Oh, definitely. I am, like I said, I'm so excited to get to that point, and I'm heading there, and I hope to be there soon.
And how does your husband feel about how you look?
He's excited, of course. He's happy and proud of me, and it makes him want to work out and, you know, eat healthy, and it's motivating him.
And do you feel like how you're learning how to eat and going through the process, this is something you can implement for the rest of your life, what you're taking away from this program?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've already started, you know, implementing it with, you know, the dinners that I cook for the family, and, you know, my six and a half year old, she, or, you know, takes up on it and, you know, asks, is this okay, or is this okay, and makes, you know, healthier choices at school, and that's a great feeling too.
And do you feel more attractive?
Of course.
And how is your energy level? If I'm an 80-year-old woman, again, I use this, how's your energy? How's your vigor?
it's so much better. I don't feel like I have to take a nap every day, which is an amazing feeling for me because for so long I've had to. I have the energy throughout the day, and I can do so much, you know, clean the house, cook And at the end of the day, I still have energy. I'm not always ready to just go to bed, which is, it's fantastic.
When you really think about this, Jennifer, you know, what's really shocking is, Megan, how old are you?
26.
And the idea that at 26 that she has to be concerned that she wasn't feeling energized enough that she had to take a nap during the middle of the day.
No, something was way off. Something was way off, because that's and you have a toddler to chase around, so you need that energy.
Yes, definitely.
So, Megan, thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Thank you.
So, folks, we're gonna we have a segment that we call the "Are You Kidding Me?" And basically, in the segment, it's a new one. It's sort of things that I see out there in the general marketplace of what people are peddling, et cetera, or something that just drives me crazy that I want to rant on a little bit. And so I want to kind of give you a little bit of feedback here, and I hope I don't damage too much relationships. There was, when we were filming one of our videos projects, we actually went to this one particular gym, and we had to film there. And while we were filming there, this person had, you know, there was a sense of pride there. They had this huge write-up on the wall, you know, of all their success stories on the wall. And I'm not trying to knock somebody's success story, but what happened is when you looked at all the pictures, their great biggest weight loss success story was somebody who lost 36 pounds, which, yeah, you know, it's not a bad weight loss. The problem is that that person, which is the, and these are hundreds of people that was going to this fitness facility, that this person was still like 100 pounds overweight. And she was literally getting a plaque and the keys to the city when she basically just lost the first few pounds. Which, while I'm not saying, hey, you shouldn't get an award, but I'm saying maybe you should wait until she kind of loses the 100 pounds or a little bit closer. So, and in addition to that, they were actually giving these people vitamin B shots, you know, like daily shots of vitamin B. And the first thought I had was, and some of my experts were there and they're thinking, well, first of all, shouldn't there be a doctor on site? And, you know, can you imagine shooting up every single day, someone stabbing you with a needle, unless you have diabetes or something? And I don't think that they're jamming themselves up with a needle in order to get their blood test, you know, test their blood sugar levels. So, you know, what I'm ranting on about here, folks, is when you're thinking of doing a program and when you're thinking about getting in shape, don't just look at that first initial weight loss. Look at the long-term process of losing weight long-term and achieving healthy goal and a sustainable path long-term, as opposed to just that first boot camp amount of weight. So that's really what I want you to think about. You know, our medical board of advisors here at Armageddon Weight Loss consists of, you know, 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, a physicist, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, physical therapist, registered dietitians, and more people than I can list right now that are a part of our team. Over 50% of Armageddon Weight Loss clients work in the medical field. You know, we have tons of doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses and highly qualified registered dietitians that are all a part of our program that utilizes it. And actually, we're taking this thing on the road, people. In fact, on October 3rd, we're going to be launching. We're going to be on pretty much about 65 different TV stations. Not here in Atlanta, because I'd like my, you know, my privacy, but it's going to be on 65 TV station. Everything you can think of, ESPN, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, you know, A&E, you know, Oxygen, you name it, we're going to be on there. Our 60-second commercial is going to be all over the place. It's going to be shown 15,000 to 20,000 times in 14 days just as a test to start off. So, you know, apparently somebody thinks we're doing the right thing here, so we'd like to take our message on the road. So, if you see our commercial, if you have a friend or family member, tell them to check out Armageddon Weight Loss. We're the future. Thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am Bruce Wayne. Stay fit.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.